Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I am feeling vibrant today. I don't know about you, but I sure hope you are catching what I'm catching, because I'm telling you, the joy that I have today is remarkable. It is absolutely remarkable. So thank you for taking the time to stick and stay with us right here on WCCO Radio. My first guest tonight, and we have some great guests tonight, that's for sure, is a woman that I have admired from a distance for a long time. Her name is Gay Adams-Massey, and she is the Chief Executive Officer of YWCA St. Paul, which promotes racial justice through education and advocacy and supports women and their families through programs in support of housing, workforce readiness, and career pathways and youth. And I'm really interested in what's happening with the youth there. Youth employment and empowerment. It also operates a health and fitness center. Now, prior to her role with YWCA St. Paul, Ms. Massey served as a senior deputy general counsel for United Health Group and general counsel of its Ovations Division. I mean, we could go on and on. Her resume is quite beautiful and deep. So I encourage you to look her up on YWCASaintPaul.com, and you will learn a whole lot about her. And I'm so honored to have her here. She was named to Twin Cities Businesses 100 People to Know in 2021, and it is an honor to have you, Gay. Welcome to WCCO. Oh, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry she hasn't joined us just yet, so we will get to her first. She will be our first interview, and that was my fault, Jonathan. Thank you so much for reminding me. Also at 7:40, we're going to have Lori Aratani from the Washington Post, and we're going to talk about the schedules and the meltdowns that we've been seeing with people who are traveling around the country, if not the world, and how the flights are reacting to all of this. So stay tuned for that. There is a lot of information out there I hope to share with you. In the 8 o'clock hour, of course, we're going to have Alina Health on, Dr. Ron Terrell this time, and we're going to talk about strokes because, yeah, this is the time to really talk about it. Johnny Brown is going to join us at 8:35. We're going to start center stage a little early. He's doing a Lou Rawls tribute at Chanhassen and so much more in the 9 o'clock. And, of course, Michael Battle will be with me tonight for the Mom and Michael Hour. So it's going to be a great night. I hope you'll stick and stay with us. Do we have Gay with us at all, Jonathan? Okay, I tell you, when I first heard about the YWCA and just the YWCA period and how it helps women and girls, I was just, I have to get my granddaughters in. And my oldest granddaughter had the opportunity. She was actually chosen from another summer program, and they liked her so much. They said, we'd love for you to come for a week or two and just, you know, be engaged in YWCA. And I know that my oldest granddaughter is just such a leader. And I was really thrilled for her to have this opportunity to learn so much from the YWCA in St. Paul. So I'm really thrilled about interviewing Gay tonight. There are so many, they've been around for over 100 years. Just think about that. And as you try to figure out how a company stays together for 100 years, I have never figured that out. There are so many that go by the wayside, but not the YWCA. And so as we talk about it, my guest is joining us now. She is CEO Gay Adams-Massey of the YWCA of St. Paul. Welcome, Gay. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
I'm so excited. I'm so glad you joined me. I am so excited to have you join me that I started the interview too early. So how about that? Oh, gosh, I don't know if that happens to anyone else, but it happened to me tonight. You know, the thing is, I have always been enamored by what the YWCA does for not just women like me, but also girls. And the impact for those girls lasts their lifetime, oftentimes when I hear from other young women who were part of the YWCA in their youth. Tell me, has that changed at all? Have you had to restructure in St. Paul to see if other things could work even in a better way for girls?
You know, we have maintained a focus on girls. You know, our mission is to empower women and eliminate racism. And we focus on both of those things. And girls and women are kind of at the heart of what we do. And we talk about our work as focusing on women and their families. And we have taken a view that the best way for our organization to really empower women and eliminate racism is to focus on helping women and their families overcome barriers to life success. So, you know, many of our programs align with areas of racial disparity in Minnesota. We have a housing program that helps homeless families, most of whom are a single parent headed by a mother. We help them achieve stable housing in the community through supportive services and opportunity to take advantage of the supportive housing programs, one of the several supportive housing programs that we offer. We help people find a way into the workforce through job training programs and employment readiness programs. And we work with young people who are part of those families, focusing on girls, really helping them with leadership development, staying on track academically, and getting ready for the workforce as well. We also have, you know, a real focus on racial justice and do education and advocacy in the community. And we run a fitness center. It's our social enterprise, helps support our programming, and also helps the folks who take advantage of it maintain their health and wellness. So that's kind of the range of things we do, and we really focus on lifting up women and girls through those programs.
You know, it's quite remarkable that over the years, you know, 100 years or so now, it's amazing to see how many women have been, have grown and lived a better life. They knew more because of the YWCA. And it's the same thing with the girls. However, the women and girls today are not like the women and girls of yesterday. And I'm just curious to know, when they walk in the doors, do you say, okay, you know, head up, chest out, let's go? Because these young girls, they are ready to be activists. They are ready to get going. It's like, okay, we don't have a lot of time. My granddaughter says this to me, okay, we got to get started now. I got to do what I have to do as quickly as possible. And that is remarkable. Do you see that incredible change?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if you're ever feeling sad after reading the newspaper, talk to some of the young folks in our communities, because they will inspire you and have you feeling hopeful for the future. We have so many young leaders who just need our support and us opening doors for them to take leadership and having those opportunities to show what they can do in our communities. And so you were talking about that change, and it is very real. You know, one of the programs we've been very fortunate to work with, we partner with the Women's Foundation of Minnesota, and they've launched a young women's initiative across the state. And YWCA St. Paul works with the young women who are members of the Young Women's Initiative Cabinet. And these young women are so amazing. They are leaders starting businesses, they're advocating for legislation, they're really on the front lines on a lot of big issues already. You know, these are women who range in age from 16 to their early 20s, and they are movers and shakers already. And I think so many of our young women can follow that path if they have the opportunities and support they need.
So what is the answer to the question, you know, how have you survived all these decades to bring women and girls to fruition, to whom they are to be in this world? Because, of course, with all of the added nonprofits today, right, you're competing against totally different, even extreme amounts of competition with the YWCA. Mm-hmm. I know what your stamp is. I know exactly why we still go to the YWCA and why it's important in all of our communities. But I'm just curious, I can see all of the diversity that has changed so much over the years, and mm-hmm. I can only imagine the competition that you're up against now, the YWCA versus whomever, has to be a great challenge, but you have met that challenge.
You know, one of the biggest challenges that face most nonprofits is just funding, finding the resources to deliver the services that are so critical to our communities. And if you think about it, we depend on the nonprofit sector to deliver a lot of service that wouldn't be available if that sector weren't there. You know, there are a lot of nonprofits in Minnesota, and I think that's a wonderful thing. And I think there is certainly enough need for the work that each of us do. And I'd like to think about ways we can collaborate, leverage our different areas of expertise and skills. You know, I used to love to listen to Bishop Desmond Tutu before he passed. And he would talk about this spirit of Ubuntu, which was, you know, I am because we are. You know,
right.
We have solidarity in our shared humanity and support for each other. And I think I try to look at these situations as not a zero-sum game. There is enough opportunity for each of us and, you know, the many nonprofits working, but we have to work together. We have to collaborate. We have to not duplicate each other's work, each address needs, and there's so many of them already existing. I think there's space for all of us. I think, you know, we've had to, in response to raise the money we've needed, we've had to get really clear about telling our story, helping people understand the impact of our programs, who we're trying to serve, and how people can help us do that work in community. So, you know, it's always challenging doing this work. And the women who founded the YWCA St. Paul in 1905, they were helping young women who were moving from the farm to come to the city to work in mills and factories. And they were providing housing and training and support for these young women. And that's not what our need looks like now. But the YWCAs and other organizations, you know, you have to evolve and meet the need as it exists in your community. You have to stay current, and you have to be part of the community so you are connected and able to support people in the ways they need.
So the YWCA then in St. Paul, I'm sure has had the diversity has been incredible over, you know, since 1902, I think you said. And so that's remarkable. I can just imagine how it's changed so much. What do you see in the future when it comes to various communities that are not as involved today in the YWCA St. Paul?
Well, we hope to bring more and more people to be part of the YWCA, to join our mission, to help us move forward with kind of this goal of empowering women and eliminating racism. That's what brought me to the YWCA. I love that mission. I think those are two things I really want to be a part of. And we come to that work focused on education and advocacy and community around racial justice and helping people build understanding so that they feel comfortable being in conversation, asking questions, and understanding how they can take action to help create a more racially just community. And there's opportunity for people to join us in that work. In our human services programs, there are all kinds of volunteer opportunities there. And, you know, our fitness center, the folks who come and work out and take care of their health, they have the benefit of knowing they're really contributing to the support of these other programs that make our community stronger by making our families stronger. We really focus on families, focusing, you know, the parents and the kids, and trying to meet those needs. So there are ways for people with all kinds of interests to engage. And we're hopeful of as people learn more about the work we're doing, that they will be interested in joining us and getting involved with our mission and with our work.
When it comes to racial justice, of course, I look at the overall list of YWCAs throughout the country, and it's quite remarkable. I'm curious to know if it is the same principles that are being taught and to not just the girls, but also to the families, the women, even if the boys come to play there or to swim or what have mm-hmm. you. Are they learning all the same thing? The YWCAs have the same principles, period, across the United States?
You know, we're a network of local associations. We have a national organization, and we all have the same mission of eliminating racism and empowering women. But each YWCA advances that mission in the way that makes the most sense in the community where the YW is located. You know, we're each independent 501c3s, and we each figure out how to advance that mission in community. You know, here in the Twin Cities, we have two YWCAs, one in Minneapolis, one in, and ours in St. Paul. And we share the same mission. We both do work around racial justice and community, but our other programming is different. They're focused on early childhood education and some other things. We're really focused on fighting homelessness and helping people, unemployed and underemployed people, find their way into the workplace through mm-hmm. workforce readiness and career pathways programs. And our youth programs really focus on older youth. So we're complementary. All YWCAs focus on racial justice issues, but their other programs are really geared to the needs in their particular communities. Does that answer your question, Bill?
It does answer my question. And finally, I'm excited to ask you about your gala that is coming up. And tell us all about it. Tell us if there are tickets still available. It is quite an interesting gala. I'm excited to be a part of it.
Well, this is our Sweet Success fundraiser. We have this every year. And this year is going to be pretty special. We're doing it outside at the University of St. Thomas, Monahan Plaza. And it's also going to be live streamed. So those of you, you know, those of your listeners who couldn't come out can watch it virtually. There are no tickets, but you do need to register. And you can do that on our website, which is www.ywcastpaul.org. You know, this is an event where we will have entertainment, awards, and some good food, too. Our Sweet Success event is really a celebration of the success of some of the women, children, and families that we serve. And this year we're going to honor four program participants for the amazing progress they've made while in our program. And we're also going to honor a community change maker, Angela Davis from NPR News. Really excited about that.
I've known her for many years.
Yeah, has these wonderful programs on really fascinating topics, and we're really excited to acknowledge the impact she has in community. Last year's change maker, Rebecca Brunson from the Lynx, is going to pass the baton to Angela this year, and we're excited about that. And, you know, we are so fortunate to have you MC the program. I'm so thrilled about that. We'll have a spoken word artist, Brittany Delaney, and Thomasina Petras and her band are going to provide entertainment.
And what a voice she has. She has such an amazing voice. I'm very excited about it, but I have learned so much about the YWCA over the last 10 years, to tell you the truth. I've had engagements with people who were running that particular one or young people that were in it, and I've learned so much about it. I really wish you well, and I can't help but say how much I want this to continue forever, because women and girls need you desperately. So, Gay, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Oh, and tell us, where do people go again to find the streaming?
On our website, www.ywcastpaul.org, and you can register and watch the event there. You'll get a link once you register to watch.
And this is happening on May 26th. So excited about it.
Yes.
All right. It's good to hear your voice, and we'll talk soon.
All righty. Bye.
Take
now.
Care, Gay. Bye-bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.